to 7 after the hour. We being Rich McFadden, who's in Washington, Heather Bachman, who's here with me on the farm in Framingham, a town outside of Boston, Roberta Fasanelli in New York, with the first of our Beyond Good Day stories. Roberta's a great storyteller. She has a fabulous laugh. She has that New York talk like a New Yorker thing.
I'm not from New York.
New York.
New York.
New York. All right, so where are you taking? What's it? What you're going to distract us and probably distress us? You're taking us down what path?
We're taking us down to Graceland.
I'm going to Graceland.
Going Jerry to Graceland. Lee Lewis. Where's that song? I think Paul Simon did it,
yes,
right?
Yes, Paul Simon.
Graceland. Yeah, Graceland.
Very nice. Yeah.
Talking about Graceland and Elvis's personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the question to everybody is: would you buy a pair of Elvis Presley's unwashed and soled underpants worn underneath his famous white jumpsuit during a 1977 concert? Would you buy Elvis's dirty underwear? Well, apparently, some people were trying to buy it at an auction this weekend, but it didn't meet the reserve price. The reserve price was about £7,000, which would be what, about...
For his underwear?
Yeah, $10,000 was the reserve price, but it reached £5,000, which would be, what, about $8,500 more?
Are we talking about one garment or a bunch of things?
No, one garment, a pair. This they call underwear pairs. Why? Even though it's only
pair
one.
Of underwear.
Because it has two holes in it for your legs.
Yeah, that's right.
But a pair of Elvis Presley's unwashed and soiled underpants worn underneath his famous white jumpsuit in 1977.
Are they white?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Stains on them?
Unwashed and soiled. However, his
Creepy.
Bible, his Bible did sell. It sold for about $94,000.
Elvis's Bible sold for $94,000.
Yeah, his Bible. It was the one that was given to him by his aunt and uncle as a Christmas gift in 1957. Apparently, it had a lot of underlinings and annotations in his handwriting. Apparently, he was a big Bible reader.
Wow.
I didn't know.
It didn't do him a lot of good, but it was...
Right, yeah.
But I just thought it was amusing that his underpants, his soiled underpants, no less...
What does that mean? Know. Probably don't want to go there.
You really don't want to go there.
No.
You know, I mean,
Elvis
in 77, he was older. Older people tend to pass gas and stuff. And,
He wasn't older. He was 42 when he died.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He was 42 when he died, so how could there be...
Well, guys tend to do that sort of discussion.
Guys, yes.
Yes.
Huh?
Older people, yes, too, but he was a guy, not an older person.
He was a guy.
All right, so...
So would you buy that if you could? Let's say it would cost less. Would you buy that?
$94,000 for the Bible.
For the Bible, yes.
And this, they went to the underpants, didn't actually get sold?
No, it didn't get sold. The bidding reached £5,000, which would be about, I don't know, $8,000, $8,500. But the reserve price, in other words, the price that they will not sell it below that, was £7,000.
Yeah.
Which would be about, I don't know, maybe $11,000.
I'm reading an overview here. The auctioneer said you could hear a pin drop when the Bible sold for that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has his handwriting and annotations in it, so I could see it's a 1,600-page Bible. So you could see where it's probably worth, you know, a lot historically. It's embossed in gold, has a leather cover.
All right, so if John Mayer had a Bible... And he had annotations on it. What would that be worth? Or any rocker who's around today? I don't know why Mayer.
Well, any rocker's unwashed and soiled underwear. What would that be worth?
It'd be worth a few hundred bucks.
That's it.
Sure, because he's still alive. He hasn't reached the status of an Elvis. You know, I don't know that any. I mean, sure, you have your Lady Gagas who reached this big, big, huge celebrity status, but. How do you reach Elvis and John Lennon and those guys anymore? I mean, it's a lot wider path of music and stars out there now. I don't see any one person.
I don't think they're stars anyway. They aren't stars. They're performers.
Yeah. Back then, there used to be
actors or actors, they're not stars.
The whole music world. Yeah. Elvis owned the whole music world back then.
Not according to the fans of Jerry Lee Lewis. When Elvis went to serve in the Army, Jerry Lee became the king of rock and roll.
Yeah. How long did that last, Jerry?
Not long. Stay away. As soon as he married the 13-year-old, that was pretty much out the window.
The 13-year-old cousin.
Cousin, right, exactly. Yeah. See you later, alligator.
Right.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Who did that? Bill Haley in the comments. Did you know that?
I did.
See you Absolutely. Later. Heather thinks I'm getting a little strange.
No, right. It's a good song.
Who's up
it's
next?
It's a good song. I play it often.
All right. Often. Often. Where did often come from?
I don't know. Put a T in there.
Often. But the correct pronunciation is often.
Often.
Often. A-W-F-E-N.
Potato, potato.
You say tomato, I say tomato. So Heather has her story next, and Richie has his turn at the wheel. And then we're going to talk with the Broads, the Boomer Broads will be with us later on in this hour. The Chicago teachers strike has them talking, and also a lot of people listening to us and going to our social media sites because we have it both on Twitter and on Facebook. What do you think about teachers being allowed to strike? There seems to be like a 50-50 thing going in that department so far. Heather's watching that for us. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-size company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
A lot of you folks are listening, our baby boomers. Roberta, this is actually for you.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing that you have to cope with is looking older. This is perfect for Roberta, Richie. Nothing that makes you look older than those yellow, stained, ugly teeth.
I thought you were going to say underwear.
That too. I can't help you with that. I can help you with your teeth. The normal teeth whitening products, and I'm betting you've used them, make your teeth sensitive. When you bite into something cold now, they are sensitive because the stuff eats away to get rid of the bad stuff. You put those little cups and they sing all in your teeth, and you leave them out for an hour, and it gets rid of the stains, but also kills the nerves in your gum, or it makes the it does something with your with a pulp around your teeth. You know, it's not, it's messy stuff. So the fix, I present a problem and a fix for the problem. Are you ready for the fix? A product. Where's Roberta saying yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I am ready. Boss, yes, anything to make you look younger.
A product called Power Swabs.
Power Swabs.
Power Swabs. The only whitening system that uses a patented ingredient to remove the stains off your teeth naturally, so they stay whiter longer. Best part of Power Swabs is that they work in 4 or 5 minutes. No messy strips.
I want some of these.
I know you do. As I told you, this was perfect for you.
I want some of these.
800-865-7602. Very reasonable. She's going to ask me for free
stuff.
Yeah,
no, I want some samples. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I want to try them.
Risk-free supply at 800-865-7602. So if you're wearing bonded teeth, Roberta's got those. Veneers, she's got those. Caps, she's got those. Crowns, Roberta's got them all.
I'm wearing a crown. I'm the
yes,
queen.
Yes, queen of the queen of cheap. 865-7602. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try them risk-free, Roberta. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. All right, so now, Heather, you're going to enamor us. Is that the right word?
I am. Yeah. Actually, we had a very exciting weekend this past weekend on Eastley Farm. We had a big raw milk dairy day celebration. Mm. And something that I got, well, actually amongst many of the things I got to learn over the weekend, I learned how about making butter.
Butter.
Homemade butter.
You made butter?
Butter, baby.
Butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
Butter.
And
like
I had no idea, because you hear about like the butter churns and all that, and we actually had a couple people there throughout the weekend doing demonstrations with like the milk separator, cream separator, like all of this big equipment and everything.
Yeah.
You don't need that to do it at home. You actually can do it at home. Make your own butter very quick, very easily. And you can either come to Eastley Farm and get your raw milk.
In Alaska to do that. So
that's true. Well, if you're in the area, you know. Or you can just use, you know, your pasteurized milk or just get a heavy cream. And actually, if you have the milk, you're going to have to separate it. So if you want to start off with a heavy cream, a little salt, and all you need is a hand mixer. And a bowl. You can either, if you're doing it by hand, you want to scrape the edges as you're mixing. Or if you use like an electric mixer, you can do it in like 5 minutes.
We
it's
had an old
really
time
quick.
Electric mixer.
It's like
there.
Making whipped cream, but you just keep going.
It is. You keep going. Once keep it going. Gets to, it gets to like a almost looking like scrambled eggs kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know it's time to take off the excess milk, the buttermilk actually, and you can put that to the side and use it for baking if you want as well. And then you continue to, you actually take this kind of slimy cottage, not cottage cheese, but scrambled
whey.
Eggy kind
it's
of thing.
Like a whey.
And you just start squishing it together and put it in cold water. And it's amazing. You can also, if you want to take it to another level, you can make spreads with it. You can put some garlic in there, which I love garlic garlic spreads. Or you can put some honey in it and have it as your little morning, like on some
honey
toast or something. Yeah, some honey butter. So you can go a lot of different ways with it. But I was so excited to see that it's actually really simple and easy to do at home. And you're not going to have any of the added other stuff in there to make it look yellow or make it blah, blah, blah. It's just butter.
It looks kind of like an apple does.
So anyway, I posted on my very first blog, posted the recipe, quick, simple recipe for it.
All right, cool. And your blog is where?
My blog is on our webpage.
At DougSteffen.com.
It would be at DougSteffen.com. Just look to Heather's Bucks.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you hear this music and close your eyes and feel the rhythm.
I disagree.
You don't think people think of Flashdance immediately when they hear this music?
I think many people do, yes. Not 100% of them.
99.8.
Yeah. 99.9%.
I can guarantee you my 14-year-old niece would have no clue what this song is.
Really?
Zero.
No.
But I get where you're going. Everybody our age. Yeah. I'm going to give you
thanks. Give me
89%.
A pass.
Yes.
Flashdance Broadway bound, Roberta. Flashdance the musical, based on the movie, is going to go into rehearsal early in the year and going to be on stage August of next year.
It's a natural fit for a musical.
Oh, yeah, it would seem.
It'll be
a natural tour.
Sure.
I would think that your daughter, the actress, would be interested in this. I would think. It's actually been on stage in the UK in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They're going to rewrite it, though, for Broadway, restage it, according to the producer. This actually came from a book, did it not? Wasn't there a story? And that is what seeded the movie?
That I'm not sure about.
But where did the lyrics of the song, where did the music come from, would have been my question. I don't know the answer to that.
Irene Cara?
Yeah, but she sang what somebody else gave her to sing. She didn't write it.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
I don't know about that.
Good guess, though, Richie. Nice.
Hey, that kind of goes along with my story.
All right, Richie. Your story.
If you were going to make a movie about the life of Paterno.
Joe Paterno. Yep.
Who would you get the actor to be?
Joe Paterno?
Yeah. Mm.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. That's a good one. That's a good one. Wait, would you think that maybe he would do it? Al Pacino?
Yeah. I mean, he did a good job with Dr. Kevorkian. And it was nothing like what you thought it would be. He really got into the role and really did well on HBO. That was good.
Deadline.com is reporting that Pacino's in talks to play Joe Paterno in a movie based on his life.
I could see that.
And the biography by Joe Poznanski.
Him too.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. I mean, Pacino's played in other football movies. It was in Any Given Sunday. But they're saying that the book will cover Paterno's life from 50 years, from basically the start of
first
Penn State
time at Penn
all the
State.
Way through the, yeah.
Mm. And is it favorable? Is attention to detail going to bring about a favorable turn?
I don't know what Poznanski's biography is like. I don't know whether it's favorable. And I'm gonna think that it probably is favorable, but I don't know. Mm. So, but I just, it shocked me
That's not who I would have chosen.
Well,
that's an interesting choice.
You know, that Pacino would say, yeah, I want to play this character.
That's just daring to play
right
that
now,
role.
It's, yeah, do you want to touch Paterno?
Yeah.
Do you want to? I mean, the people at Penn
no
State
fun.
Are saying that they're going to kind of try and help build his image again. And
Paterno?
That he has a legacy at Penn State still.
Well, he does, but it's corrupted by years of of malfeasance. So how do you build that up?
So, I mean, if you were as big an actor as Al Pacino, would you want to attach yourself to that?
Yeah. It's a challenge as an actor.
I think he would be one of the few that could, matter
Alec
what way it went.
You can say all kinds of things. We were talking about Alec Baldwin and the recorded phone message to his daughter last week. He survived that. I mean, maybe he's minor compared to what Paterno did, but I think you're on safe ground there, frankly. And I'll be happy to play it if Pacino doesn't want to. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
The war had been on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 200.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, we dig into some issues. Some of them are serious. We have fun with as many issues as we can. I don't know how we have fun with the strike in Chicago. Teachers there on strike today, this week, because they are spoiled. They don't want to settle for something that makes sense. And it brings me back around to the mania that I have about public unions. Public employees ought not to be unionized. That's my spin. The boomer broads are here.
Tell people why you think they should not be public unionized.
Well, because I think that when you decide you want to work in the public sector, there's a certain agreement that you ought to have. There's a different tone to working in the public sector. There are different benefits, if you will. And to say the bosses are difficult, there's nothing that leads one to believe in the history of the union movement that the bosses, i.e. the city or the municipality, have been anything like the bosses that were around during the Boss Tweed era, during the when unions first came into effect 140, 145 years ago. The way employees were treated in general left them wide open. I'm talking about the private sector, big companies, the railroads and the steel companies and the automobile companies. And they weren't treated fairly. Now you can say, well, a lot of public employees haven't been treated fairly. I think you'd be hard pressed to find the kinds of examples that you in the private sector in the public sector. So does that explain, Richie, well enough why it is?
Sure.
I don't think public sector employees should be allowed to strike. Even if they're, first of all, you have to give.
Reagan didn't let them strike.
No. You have to give that you think unions in the public sector are a positive experience or good for the public sector, and they aren't. And secondly, then, if I'm wrong and they're okay, then why should they be allowed to strike? They're doing an important public function. And therefore, the idea of an important public function that's necessary, teaching, is a perfect example. How do you just walk off the job because you don't get what you want?
Well,
what good does it do anyway? Strikes never make
kids
up what you lose.
Especially when you're leaving kids. That's my big thing here, is that, what about the kids? Okay, we're going to use the kids as a bargaining chip.
We all have been. I belong
not to, fair to the kids.
Seven different unions in my life. The boomer broads have belonged to unions in the broadcast days. It's different working for people in that business or any business. The teaching of children is not a business. So, ladies, the floor is yours.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
How are you? I have a problem. I mean, why can't I do that? Why can't you guys do
that? Because you have your own business.
when we don't get what we want. Well, I use the question sort of rhetorically, figuratively.
Well, you don't want to get what you want in life. Let's go on strike. Women, men,
you don't get what you want,
husbands,
so
wives.
I'm going to walk out.
Yeah.
And leave a 500,000 kids. I mean, coincidentally, I happened to be in Chicago this weekend, and my daughter actually works for what we call CPS, Chicago Public Schools. She actually only started there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's heartbreaking.
That's a nice start.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, it's most difficult for the school system doesn't work well anyway. And this just adds to that, especially the bigger school. I mean, there are a lot of schools and a lot of teachers who the schools work well, the teachers work well, the teachers don't want to go on strike. I remember I was the building rep when I was teaching school, and it was the first union job I ever had, and I became the union rep because I was the youngest one there, and they all had a good laugh because they thought, he doesn't know what he's getting into. I actually liked it. Because I learned a lot about how the system worked and didn't like it because I thought that the attitude was all about the teachers instead of about the kids. Hello, when you have a job like that, your attitude ought not to be about you. It ought to be about the person.
Yes, but Doug, really. Now let's also look at some of the good.
This is Janet, ladies and gentlemen. Janet.
Janet, it's me. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to things like health benefits, yes, you're absolutely right. If you're a teacher, you should think about the kids, but you also have a family, like we all do. We have to think somewhat of ourselves.
Are you going to try to tell me that the health benefits public employees have are not good?
I'm trying to tell you that the health benefits public employees have are good, and that probably has something to do with the fact that the unions have fought for them over the decades. They do some, you know, there is a place for unions. The strike aspect is the only, I mean, in my mind, it's the downside of the union, but there is upside. You have to admit there's upside.
No, I don't. But you can. You can go ahead and make that.
So, in other words, you would expect every teacher to sit down with the principal and negotiate health benefits.
That's part of this. That's part of the reality of having a consortium. Does it have to be a union and be as aggressive as they are? There are public employee groups in towns and cities where unions are outlawed or not allowed or they don't have them. They still have their benefits, and they're usually representatives. There's a representative of the Board of Public Works, a representative of the fire department, a representative of the police department, and they work together to come up with these agreements. At this point in time, there's very little money to go around because of mismanagement and the way the unions have abused their position. I mean, come on. When you get down to brass tacks, we all know this is the creation of a monster. The public schools in Los Angeles tried to fire this guy last year that put his sperm in cookies that he gave to his third grade kids. And they couldn't fire him. They couldn't fire him because the teachers' union protected him and went to court to protect this guy. This is how absurd unions have become.
And honestly, I'm with you. And I used to be a union member.
Yeah.
I guess I'm on break or whatever. I haven't been a member.
You have your own business now, so it's not likely you would be. I have my own business. I stayed a member of the union that you belong to, and I belong to for a long, long time until they decided that I did it more to support them. I didn't get anything out of it. And then they'd send me a bill for $10 because I was late with my dues. And I sent a letter. I actually went in to see somebody. I said, I don't get any benefits, and I haven't for years. I'm just doing this support. We have the rules. I said, okay, here's my union card. You can do whatever you want with it. I'm done.
Well, honestly, you made a good point at the beginning of this discussion, and that is there are some unions, and I have less of a problem with unions that don't impact 500,000 children and their families than I do. You know.
So would you support a rule that required teachers not to strike? Wherever?
I think I would. But let me finish. My point is, I don't have a problem with the writers going on strike against the movie studios.
No.
I don't have a problem with the stars going on strike.
Nope. Football players are on strike.
People.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't hurt when the football players go on strike, baseball players. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. They go on strike if that's what you have to do. But I agree with you on public sector employees who leave, you know, 500,000 children without a place and their families. And their parents.
They have zero sympathy.
Well, wait a second. So what about the recent, there were a lot of nurses' strikes recently. Nurses were being worked 14 hours a day. The pay was crappy. They were exhausted. They didn't think they could perform as well as they could. They wanted their hours cut back. The union fought for them and got that. That helps the public.
But they're not public sector employees.
What?
They're not public sector. Most of the hospitals are privately owned.
What is their job? Their job, like a teacher, is to help others.
Different.
And yet they themselves do need help sometimes. Yeah. And I think there is a place for unions in this world.
No question about it.
What?
You're not getting an argument from me. I belong to 7 different unions in my life. Not any of them did I join because I wanted to. I joined them all because I had to.
You had to.
Which made it less likely that I was going to be a big supporter, but I ended up, and I just gave you the example, I've supported the AFTRA, American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, for 24 years, and the only time I ever got any benefit was when I worked at KBC. Other than that, my whole career, I haven't needed them. But in terms of the realistic point of view in the world economy as it exists, there is, in business, there's a reason for unionism. Oftentimes it gets lost in terms of the public sector. This is outrageous, more than contentious, and they will get 0.4% support, and the only reason they get the teachers will probably support them. But for them to go out on strike the first week of school because
popular.
They can't come,
definitely not.
It's ridiculous. And it's an affront. All right, so anyway. But the thing that you don't do, Janet, that I think is necessary is separate public and private employees.
I understand, but to me, again, and I agreed with Anne-Marie, you know, I could give a crap about baseball players and football, all of that stuff. Go right ahead. But sometimes when I think about a nurse who, yes, is in the private sector, they still do public good.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just not treated well, and I do think there is a protection mechanism that the unions provide.
I don't disagree with it. You have no disagreement with me on that. None. Zero.
Nor actually with me, but I do agree with Doug's point, and that is public sector. You can't. If it impacts a 500,000 kids, you can't do it.
Yes.
You can't do it.
Yeah. All right, Katie Couric starts her talk show today. We'll talk about that with the Boomer Broads. Anne Marie and Janet are here with Heather and Doug and Rich and you on the Good Day Show.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
IBM System X x86 servers and the mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
13 before the hour, the Boomer Bros, Janet and Anne Marie, are here with their weekly visit and the focus on some of these new talk shows that are starting this week. Katie Couric is one. I think there are three or four. Every year there are a number of new talk programs. I don't know if people equate the radio and television talk programs. The television medium is much different than is talk radio, and in fact, maybe not as difficult because there's a lot more help in putting it together. Ladies, what do you think about the difference between radio talk and television talk?
Much, much easier to do television talk than radio talk, Doug. First of all, one of the big differences is you rarely have that moment of a live caller.
Right.
The live caller is such a, you know, it's a crapshoot, and it's a very, having been someone who had some very difficult live callers when I was doing talk radio, you know, it can, you know, you have to be on guard all the time.
Nah, you just let them make fools of themselves most of the time.
Well, most of them do, but still, it's not easy as a talk host to deal with them. And you don't want to continually hang up on people, you know.
Well, sometimes if they, you take the bait and you fall, you know, I mean, it becomes good drama. I never forget a caller I had when I was doing Cincinnati Afternoons. We called him Jerry the Jerk Caller. And he would try to, he's always trying to get me. And you're right, they don't get that on television. So, of all of the new people, who has the best experience? Doesn't Katie Couric have?
I think she does.
Yeah, in the line of fire?
But she's a proven interviewer. God knows, people love her. She has that likability factor.
Right.
But what's interesting, and I don't know what this says about the audience, is she, if you look at her list of markets, which are all the major markets, she's on at 3 o'clock in about 90% of them.
Right. Three
so
in the afternoon, yeah.
Most working people are not going to see Katie.
Well, but they're not aimed at working people. They're aimed, these shows
at
are
what?
Aimed at women.
Well, stay at home. I mean, first of all, I'm a woman, and
yes.
I am not home at 3
Did
o'clock.
Did you watch Oprah
afternoon.
When she was on?
If I did, it was a show that I wanted to see, and I would TiVo it.
Right, because that was a 3 and 4 o'clock show
that
in most markets.
That was another 4 o'clock show, exactly. Sometimes 5. I think in Boston she might have been 5 occasionally. But that 3 o'clock slot, I think, is a challenging slot for someone trying to do a really intelligent talk.
But what else do you do with the time there? You have game shows on. The game shows are on in the morning.
And
now,
it used
for the
to
most
be
part.
Soaps. Remember?
Yeah,
that was General Hospital slot.
Yeah.
That was General Hospital slot.
Black.
That's what she's
right.
taken.
Yeah. Well, they're cheaper to produce. These talk shows are a lot cheaper. You pay the name host a lot of money, but after that, there's no expense.
That's right. Exactly right.
Production staff, that's it.
Exactly right. I mean, the question is, and don't you feel this is true, there's just always about 10 new talk shows every season. 9 die.
Yep.
9 don't make it. Everybody thinks just because they can talk, they can do talk.
You can talk? You're
right,
on the air.
It's not, you know, the
talk.
Interview, Doug, you know very well, you're a very good interviewer. To get other people to talk is what is a good talk host.
Nah, they're not worth listening to. I'm the only one worth listening to.
You and Mr. Rush, what's his name?
Right, yeah. All right, ladies, thank you. The Boomer Bros here on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The conventions are now in the rearview mirror. From here, it's on to Election Day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with today's itinerary and then work our way back to last night. The Obama and Romney campaigns will be on the road and quite busy today. The president and vice president to appear at rallies in New Hampshire and then Iowa. Oddly enough, Mitt Romney will be visiting Iowa and then New Hampshire today. And Romney is scheduled to speak at a rally in Virginia, and vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan is scheduled to speak in Nevada this afternoon. As for last night, the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, both the president and vice president formally accepted their party's nominations and each delivered a speech. Vice President Biden saying the president has made a difference.
America has turned the corner. The worst job loss since the Great Depression. We've since created 4.5 million private sector jobs in the past 29 months.
In his speech, President Obama said there are still challenges to be met and to solve.
Now, I won't pretend the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have. You didn't elect me to tell you what you wanted to hear. You elected me to tell you the truth.
And earlier in the evening, ahead of prime time, we heard from Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, a former presidential candidate himself who ran and lost to incumbent President George W. Bush in 2004. Kerry delivered a speech in which he took the "Are you better off?" question and posed it this way.
Ask Osama bin Laden if he is better off now than he was 4 years ago.
Not a bad line. There you go, Democratic and Republican conventions are all done. It's 60 days to Election Day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a banner day for the markets yesterday. The Dow with a 245-point gain to 13,292. S&P up 29. NASDAQ with a jump of 67 points. Crude oil prices also up 17 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.53. Did you hear about that diverted U.S. Airways flight from Philadelphia to Dallas that was ordered back to Philadelphia yesterday? Some
someone called police identifying one of the passengers on the plane, Christopher Schell, and mentioned a threat about a hazardous substance or possibly explosives. Schell was approached by authorities on the plane at gunpoint and led off the plane in handcuffs. But as it turned out,
all indications are that this was a hoax and a pretty nasty trick was played on a passenger.
That's Philadelphia Chief Inspector Joe Sullivan, who says the plane was searched, nothing was found. Christopher Schell was questioned and then released. Authorities are now trying to find out who made that phone call. Oh, and by the way, Christopher Schell is 29 years old. Yesterday was his birthday. And finally, one last look back at the Democratic National Convention and the final night last night. Before primetime, you had a parade of supporters addressing the convention. Here's actress Eva Longoria making a point about taxes as she compared herself to herself.
The Eva Longoria who worked at Wendy's flipping burgers, she needed a tax break. But the Eva Longoria who works on movie sets does not.
Singer-songwriter James Taylor took the stage. He plugged in his guitar and then looked at the chair beside him.
I know it's an empty chair. It makes you nervous, doesn't it? I'm going to sit on it.
You know, if Clint Eastwood was right, James Taylor just sat on the president. But clearly, one of the more emotional moments of the convention's final night was the Pledge of Allegiance, led by former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Politics aside, how could you not get swept up by that? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.